opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Monday, April the 30th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get in there and get in our chat room, as several of you have. I'm getting ready to try to get it up into the chat room as soon as I go find my computer again. Linda and I have... looking to it like this is going to be a great week. This is going to be a hot week for things happening. We have politicians. We have people from Churn Creek Owners Association here. We've got people from the Hawkins Company and the Chamber of Commerce here. Doug Gamoff is going to be in the studio this week. It's just going to be a real interesting week as usual. Because you know you miss a day, you miss a lot here, and we missed Bad Bob last week.
Hello.
Are you back? You look, you know what? You actually looked refreshed when you walked in today. You actually were talking. You said hello. And I thought, my gosh, is this what happens when you get a couple
like
of days
a little,
off?
It was hardly days off. We, were training very, very hard up there on the lake with the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, Reading Flotilla 39, and,
But you weren't flipping switches and you weren't doing all this other stuff.
There were switches to be flipped. It's just all relative. But, we had an excellent training exercise up there with, auxiliarists from all over the North State, and, we're getting ready for a big boating season. The lake is lovely.
Yeah. And speaking of lovely.
Well, I just went in to find your blue book. Good morning. Have we talked about the weather yet? Because I've heard about the lake and the drive-in. So, how was your weekend, Bob? We've missed you for a couple days.
He's already addressed that.
To reiterate, it was fine.
Thank you. Well, Carl has his blue binder, and we couldn't find it. It was on somebody's desk, yeah, actually.
It was on somebody's desk?
Yeah, partly sunny today with temperatures around 78 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures of 47. How was your weekend? I mean, it was jam-packed. There were so many events going on. The Watershed Festival, where they closed off, you know, the street down there, which was... the park marina was closed down. They had, they had races everywhere. They had just so much.
Kyle Petty was in here on his ride across America, beginning right here.
They had so much stuff. And of course, we went both Friday and Saturday night. We had, we went to Moonstone Friday night, and the place was packed. So we're happy to see everybody's out, having a great time at the restaurants. And then of course, Saturday night we went to see Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack, and we enjoyed seeing it, running into a lot of people. As well as, this is the beginning of a week. Of course, today is the last day of April. Cannot believe it. It's the 30th of April. Tomorrow, of course, May becomes the beautiful month of just kicking every day in May off. Just looking forward to it. We've got so many things to be going on that are going to be going on. And we are going to be giving tickets away this morning for something's happening on Sunday at going to be happening at the Shasta Nutrition Center program, but it's a brand new event that's being put on by KIXE, our friends at KIXE, of course, for PBS. It's called Tea at the Plaza. It's a mother-daughter tea, and they are going to replicate, if you ever have been in New York and you've had tea at the Plaza, what this is replicating the entire event. There's going to be storytelling, and I have a table that has been given to me that I'm going to be starting to give away. So, ladies, if you're listening and you're thinking, well, it's Sunday the 6th, okay, right day after Cinco de Mayo on Sunday. Ladies, if you're listening this morning, or even gentlemen, if you're listening this morning and you think that it would be something that you would like your daughters or your sisters or your aunts, you would love to be able to bestow these tickets on them. They are really nice tickets for a really nice event. And of course, we're trying to support KIXE. So give us a call here this morning, 605-4567. We'll kick off Monday morning with some free tickets. And when we get you on the phone, we're going to find out how many do you need? 605-456-7 right here on KCNR 1460.
But before we do anything, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasonda.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into the new trading week, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 16 points at 13,212. The S&P 500 down 5 points at 1397, while the NASDAQ Composite is giving up 18 points at 3050. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 112 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 12 cents at $8.13, Ford down 21 cents at 11.34, Merck is up 92 cents at 39.38, and Sunoco up 8.35 at 49.26. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at 43.94, Safeway down 28 cents at $20.50, and North Valley Bank is unchanged at 12.25. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced yield 1.91%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 76 cents a barrel at $104.17. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $8.66 an ounce at $16.53.66. While silver is down 55 cents at $30.68. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. You know, our Wells Fargo Advisors come in here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And then they give us the best advice, give us an update of what's going on in the Wall Street. And if you want to go down and talk to Chris or Susan or Kathy or Josh, just go on down to Park Marina Drive and stop off there, and they will give you the best advice that you could possibly get. All right, we're going to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott. It's the last day of April, and it's the first day of Bob coming back. We ought to go over there and just kind of
Did you get your boat fixed?
Let's rub Bob's head.
Oh, yes.
There you go. We'll be back in a minute.
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Who'd have thought they'd need ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, keep him a lot, but we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Reading police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. How are you this beautiful last day of April? We're looking at 56 degrees this morning. How are you feeling? Going to be a partly sunny day with temperatures around 78, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 47. That is the update on the weather, right, Bob?
That is correct.
Currently 56 degrees. So the weather is always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Inside of Tobacco and Brew is Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop Drive, where you can get your iced coffee or your hot coffee, 20 ounces of your favorite flavor for just $3. It's a great deal. The girls call them the cuties at Tobacco and Brew. Will always make your day a bright one.
Okay, if President Obama was concerned about the election, he doesn't have to be concerned anymore. Larry Flynt, publisher of Hustler, the sleaze magazine of the decade, maybe two decades, one who snuck, I think it was Hustler, wasn't it? Was it Penthouse?
I think it goes back a lot further than that.
who took the photos of Jacqueline Kennedy. Maybe that was Penthouse. I'm not sure which one of the sleaze ones did it, but if there's anybody sleazier than Larry Flynt, it's hard to find, and it'd be difficult to find, I guess. Anyway, well, he has flip-flopped on it, but now he's voting for Obama, which means he can throw in those millions from the porn industry that he makes into that battle for the presidency of the United States. He can join in with the rest of the Hollywood crowd. A lot of things going on. This week we're going, of course, have the Churn Creek Owners Association, and I'm not sure that's the right name for it, but the ones that are opposed to the building of the shopping center there. And then they'll be on Wednesday, and then the city council is going to come along on Thursday with they were on last week, but we ran out of time. It was such a contentious meeting. This week, Hawkins is going to come back. Hawkins Company is coming back, and they're coming with the city council rep on Thursday. And we'll start that one a little bit early since there's a lot of stuff that still hasn't come out. And speaking of that, there's a, tonight, the Tea Party, the Reading Tea Party, and they'll probably be calling anybody at 805 to tell us about this, but they're going at the Destiny Fellowship at 2570 South Bonneview. They're going to have a, an open call. Town hall meeting.
Usually Elizabeth calls in to tell us.
Yeah, well, she's going to tell us that anyway. But this is front page here, and they're also going to do it at Cottonwood on Wednesday. But tonight it's going to be at 6 p.m. They're going to have I don't know if they're debates or just discussions. Anyway, about the big shopping center.
We'll find out in a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, the shopping center. There's two initiatives. A and B are. They're confusing. And, you know, does yes really mean a yes, or does it mean a no? And if you want to stop them all, I think that's you vote no on it. If you want the shopping center, you vote A. No on measure B means is that you can then develop the property out there like Bob Moore wants. But we're going to get into this more and more and more. As we go along, as we get closer. And trust me, this thing's going to just keep rolling and rolling and rolling. Now, let's talk about the Rat Pack a little bit on Saturday night. Alan, the guy that brought it in.
It was a fundraiser for the Luis Miramontes.
We can't say enough about him. And doing this fundraiser for the Da Vinci machine.
Yeah, the Da Vinci machine is very important, and we had Lucky.
It really is, and he guaranteed thousands of dollars to this machine based on this. And you know, I can't say we can't say enough about him and what he did for the community for that.
Absolutely.
So we just want to say a big shout out.
Speaking of somebody who does something for our community.
Yeah, and that, that's, and so that was, I just wanted to go back and say that the,
Well, the DaVinci machine is an incredible thing.
The DaVinci machine, and the reason for it, for the show, was a huge, huge, plus for our community.
Right, and that's something that the funds are going to help to keep the more studies and for clinicals. And it was really interesting because Lucky, we asked Lucky to join our table, which he did, and he said
Lucky Jezrani.
Of course, he has a legal hour here once a month, and just a fascinating guy, very involved in the 2030 Club and so many other things. But he was saying that he was at Rotary, and he said, it was so amazing. He started to talk about it. Well, you know how it goes. We're you know, an hour before showtime, and you just don't have, it's really hard to focus. And speaking of which, along lines there is our good friends, the Michelax, front page today. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Can you believe it? I love it. KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, let's beat that drum. Every day is a Friday here at KCNR.
Carl and the Bot. 7:25 in the morning. Did I tell you what a beautiful dress that is?
Well, thank you.
And I like that.
Good day. It's Monday. We got to start.
I like that scarf you've got over it. Do you like that? Do you like the dress, Bob?
Well,
it's very nice.
It's radio worthy.
Do you think it's? Do you think it's cut low enough?
Oh, stop.
Bad Bob.
He wisely says nothing.
He wisely says.
Well, I tell you what. Listen up. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have been there since 1985. Really nice people. Really great people. And you know what? And here's the thing. Nice people doing great work. Guarantee their work.
If you've got a bandsaw blade, that it's a special one, you need to have it made to order, just go there. They'll do it while you wait. Those sharpened saws, routers, knives, saw chains, gardening equipment, you name it, they'll do it. They're a local company. They've been here for such a long time and still consistently do outstanding work. R&B Sharpening. Right down there in Anderson at 6915 Eastside Road, or give them a call at 530-365-1479. If you're not out getting those garden stuff ready, you need to now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's growing up right. Hey, remember when we talk about friends that write books and we get all kinds of books that are sent to us, that friends or not, we try to read, you know, just so we have, I don't know, kind of in the know. We have a friend that wrote a book that literally is a friend, wrote a book called Lincoln and Davis, and we got a pre-printing of it. In fact, we got one of the five that had a few, I think, misspellings in it, and so then they had to go back and reprint. So pretty thick book. Carl's finished it, but it is now running. CNN, HLN just went live on their website with a piece, and a lot of it is what would Lincoln think of today's Republican Party and the 2012 election. So we hope to have Augustine Stucker on soon. He's going to have his first radio interview talking about the show, or talking about his book. So hopefully in the next week or two, we're going to turn you on to another read of some, again, somebody who's worked hard. A lot of study went into, research went into his book. And so that'll be something fun for us to
learn. You learn a lot about a lot of stuff in there about Jefferson Davis, and I didn't realize the things that they that he wrote and he's found. And but as he puts, he says, you know, I'm not finding anything spectacularly new. I mean, it's not going to be changes, life, you know, as he calls other people that tried to draw a picture that that Lincoln was gay. He says how incredibly dumb that is. But he does. He also compares it to some of the things that are happening in modern times. Hey, speaking of something that's happening that's great. You know the Fly Shop. Our friends at the Fly Shop, Mike and Bertha Michalak. Such great people. And we say our friends, we mean that, our friends. Mike and Bertha have worked extremely hard over the years to build the Fly Shop to what it is today. It's, you know, it's the, probably the largest, single-owned fly fishing company in the sense of doing business throughout the world, in the world. Every year they try to buy them. Orvis, Cabela, all these try to buy them. Mike and Bertha just continue to put out their catalog, sell their sell the best equipment made, set up fishing trips to everywhere. Patagonia, I think, Pacific, everywhere. Anywhere.
Argentina, big time. Russia.
Yucatan, all that. But here's what they're doing. And the other thing, they were at Turtle Bay, and they helped put together this Fly Fishing, The Art of Deception, along with Five Star Bank, another favorite of ours. But they are going to open a fly fishing learning center right here. They plan to open the center in mid-May at Steiner Lake. And it's going to be and they're going to teach people how to fly fish. It's for locals, Mike says. We've never had a place where we could go and teach. You need the right environment, and this is going to be it.
It's so great.
And it's going to be catch and release. They're going to show people. They're going to teach people how to fly fish. Now, okay, can I say this? Is we just saw, you know, Mike and Bertha on Friday, and we spend, you know, great times with them. I have never once fished with Mike Michalak. I have never once fished. Well, in his world-class stream up at Antelope Creek, I have never once dipped a fly into the pond that when you dip the fly in, a 12-pound trout fight to get on them. They've had fist fights to get on these flies, right? Never once. And he says...
Not for lack of not being invited.
No, we're there all the time. It's like, well, why don't you just do it? You know, you can hear Mike saying it. Well, just go do it. Well... I would, Mike. Really, I would
people.
If I could. Okay, I would if I could, you know. But the thing about fly fishing is you got to have flies, right? Bad Bob, isn't it?
I think you have to have
flies.
Anyway, but hey, a big shout out to the Michalaks and the Fly Shop for doing this. I mean, it's going to open up. People can go down there and learn.
So fast. That's something that they would absolutely
We're gonna have
do.
To talk about. We're gonna
Let's
have to
do it. We better call them. I mean, we email them right now.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl and the Bob, we've got some things we want to talk about. Here, am I upset about things? I'll go find something. I'm going to go pick a fight.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street is kicking off the day with the market searching for direction. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 30 points. It looks like Americans earned more in March and were more cautious about their spending than they were in February. Consumer spending was up 0.3%, coming in lower than expected. On the flip side, personal income rose at its fastest pace in 3 months. The data suggests economic growth ended the first quarter on a softer note. And shares of Barnes & Noble are surging on news that it's teaming up with Microsoft. The company are joining forces to form a new subsidiary for the bookseller's digital and college businesses. The joint venture is aimed at facilitating the transition to e-reading and is valued at $1.7 billion. Microsoft is set to fork over $300 million for a nearly 18% stake in the unit. The deal will also include a Nook application for Microsoft's planned Windows 8 operating system. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onestead. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonestead.com.
Rope 'em and ride 'em, Reading, it's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most Napa Auto Parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
How important is your family? Crime's rising in the city and the county, and many of us have taken a number of steps to protect our loved ones. Home alarms, security lights, threat awareness classes, and even buying a weapon. While all of these can assist in protecting our families, they can't if they're not used correctly. Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, and I are offering an advanced pistol class for those who carry defensive weapons. The course will address safety, presentation, real-life scenarios, and extensive hands-on shooting practice with the weapon that you'll be carrying. A weapon used for defensive purposes is no good if you do not know how to use it correctly and safely. That's what this course will offer. Call Bastiani Arms at 222-8222 and sign up for this May 5th and 6th class. Now, the class is limited to 10 people, so call now, 222-8222, and take that next step and protecting your family.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. April the 30th, 7:35 in the morning. Hey, was that last commercial, was that last advertisement, was that somber enough? Was that
Yes, it was. We've got a caller on the line, but first we have to brought to you by we love our sponsors.
North Valley Bank, Business of the Year in 2011, Chamber of Commerce. It wasn't just the fact that they do a great work business-wise in the banking system. It's because their employees get out into the community and help. And that's what a local bank does. All of our local banks get out there and help. And you just remember that when you're doing business, local banks are the way to go. Bank of America, by the way, and now I'm going to go into a diatribe about them a little bit later on, have, you know, cut off business with a company called McMillan & Company who provide weapons to our troops. And why? Because they're a gun company. And we ought to talk about that. But first, let's go to Henry. Henry.
Good morning, Henry.
Yes,
what's on your mind?
How are you?
We're fine, Henry. What's going on with you?
Well, I went to South this last weekend and picked up a newspaper, and in that newspaper is an article by Congressman Tom McClintock having to do with the Tea Party groups around the country are being harassed by the IRS as far as their tax-exempt status. Now, I can't read the whole article, but I'd like to read one paragraph here that shows a bit of what they're doing, according to Mr. McClintock. It says, the IRS demanded the names of every participant in every meeting held over the last 2 years, transcripts of every speech given at those meetings, and positions they were taken on issues, the names of the volunteers and donors, and copies of communication that they had with elected officers, and so on. Now, that was just one little paragraph out of this article, but it appears that the IRS is demanding accountability from this, and in fact, he goes on to say that they are auditing some of the officers unduly.
Really? And this is Tom McClintock says that?
I'd like to get a copy of this to you some way or another.
Do you have my email address?
Huh?
Do you have it in email?
No. No, I'm computer illiterate.
Okay, well, if you have a copy of it, you can either drop it off here or mail it to us.
Where are you located?
1326 Market Street.
Just a minute. Let me write that down. I'll be downtown today. So
yeah, okay. Perfect. Yeah, great. 1326 Market Street.
This
right.
Is something that should be brought to the public.
Absolutely. I got one. I had another article someone handed me the other day is that the drug cartels, the things that are going on in Mexico, though I know you disagree with that, Henry, about how deadly it's getting down there and how they're starting to move some of the gangs, a lot of the gangs up here to the north.
As far as Mexico is concerned?
Yeah, because I know you travel to Mexico a lot, and you find it a beautiful place.
Yeah, I have no problem down there. I have more problem getting back in the country than I have getting out.
Well, nobody has any problems getting into this country, I thought.
No, I do.
That's because, you know why? You try to do it legally.
they shake me down every time I come in.
Well, that's good to hear.
Anyway, come on down, Henry, and drop that off, and we'll be glad to talk about that. And I'd like to hear that, because if IRS is going after the Tea Parties, I hope they're also going after Soros and Acorn and all those other little groups of people that are out there supporting President Obama.
Well, he addresses
how about unions?
He says that the other groups are not getting this kind of treatment.
Well, let me take a look at the article. 1326 Market Street.
Right next to Kobe's Steakhouse, you'll see KCNR right on the outside there, right kitty corner across from the old City Hall. You can't miss it. Fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you, as you stop by, you can head on down to the corner of Market and Tehama and get a tattoo.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing that, for that article with us, Henry. We appreciate it. Have a great day. We're looking forward to seeing it.
You want to get me a divorce, don't you?
Yeah. Never. Thanks a lot, Henry.
Okay, I'll
talk about it.
Bye. Don't you love you want to get me a divorce?
Right, just because of a little tat. You know, Bob's getting one, aren't you, Bob? Bob?
Yes.
You said you were getting one. Yes, you were.
We've talked. Right. Anyway, that's one of our sponsors. But thanks, Henry. You know, we love it when you bring to the attention. Please let us know. I mean, we are here to serve. And have fun, and you know, we talk a lot of things that's happening here locally. We love to give away tickets, but we also like to keep you informed both sides on all opinions. It's really important because, you know, we say this again: you are our community. Our community is not single-minded. We have several thoughts, several people in our families that think differently, and we are not afraid to put it on the radio. I mean, as long as there's no hate and no smut evolved, but the rest of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and by the way, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you, you know, you're meeting with people for the first time, maybe not the first time, and they're coming over to your house, and you want to make a good impression on them, but, you know, things are, you know, obviously nice people, and everybody's kind of getting along. But you know how things get, just start off, you know, the parties, you know, not parties, just, you know, four people.
Yep.
How it starts off a little slow. We're going to tell you how to fix that soon as we come back from this break. Carl and the Boss, and it is circus time.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing. Same as cash with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato, or french fries in a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reddy Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200B model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning, April the 30th, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at
How
KCNR 1460.
Ever forget this song?
Staying
and those,
alive.
Those, that walk. Down the city, down New York City.
John Travolta.
Oh, man. That's why you start with these shoes. And it just like, what a way to start the morning. Currently 57 degrees today. Right now, if you're just tuning in, 57 degrees here on KCNR. 1460 on your dial. Partly sunny today with temperatures around 78 degrees. This portion of the show, and that's always brought to you by, the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Oh my gosh. Make your reservations out there now, especially for anything that's happening for Mother's Day in the month of May. It's gorgeous. Thursday night's pizza night. Fabulous to eat out and dine out on the deck, which is, by the way, you know, they're starting to book up. So 474-5546, if you're thinking about it, just it's spectacular. They're doing a lot of stuff to grow. Crown Motors is brought to you this portion of the show. Stop by and visit them today. They're your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. They also carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading.
Yeah, we like Crown. Okay.
What's your story?
All right. Now, as I was saying before we left, you're meeting with people. And, you know, probably for the first time, it could be a business, kind of a business meeting, or it could just be, you know, people that you've met and it's a new friendship. And so they come over to your house and, or, you know, anything like that. And so what do you need? You need kind of an icebreaker. So we had, some people over Friday night. In fact, they're going to be on the show later on because they've got a great story that I think you need to hear. I mean, it concerns from here, it concerns the rest of the United States, it concerns Cuba. I mean, it's a great story, so we're going to have them on very soon. And so the icebreaker, of course, is Elk Killer. Comes trotting into the middle of the room carrying Linda's underwear in her mouth. And then for the next 2 minutes is Linda chasing the dog around the room while the dog is shaking her underwear and then running out of the room and then back again. Till finally I said, Snooki, and Snooki dropped
it. It is an icebreaker, trust me.
And everybody's laughing, oh, my dog does that too, you know, from the other side. Oh, yeah, you know, gosh, a $40 pair of underpants gone, yeah. Frankly, I didn't know you could spend $40 on underwear.
They
Bob,
weren't.
How much do you spend on your underwear?
In a pack of three, let me think here.
Stop.
And is it? Do you wear the tidy whiteys or the loosey loosies?
It used to be called. Are you boxers or briefs?
So which ones? The tidy whiteys.
Are you just commando?
You know, Bob, you are so easy to embarrass. You know, Bob, look at him. He's red and he can't talk. Look at
it's
him.
Monday morning. I
do wear briefs, but they are not white.
Is it because they're not white because you don't wash them a lot? Or is it because
they come in decorated other colors? We've gone too far down the road.
Do you have like little animals on them or like little suns?
Oh, my
or anything,
God.
Little baseballs?
No, let me tell you something that I've
Let's
really...
see them, Bob.
No, it's really funny. Speaking of one of the things that we have in our house that I love, because our house was built in the 40s, there's a line, except for it's on the side of the house and it's kind of enclosed, but you still have obviously the elements. So I was so excited to hang some stuff on my line with my wooden hangers. I just felt so old housewifey. It was a blast.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
An old housewifey.
I'm an old housewifey.
Yeah, I could see. Honey, you have a lot of descriptions, but that's not one of them. And, you know, why is it that the people in the media love one business and hate another one?
I don't know.
Well, let's think about it. Oil company, all right, out there. Oil company, hate. Big business. Banks, hate. Walmart, hate. Costco, hate. Why do you that? Apple, love.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Apple, love.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do we hate those other businesses and we love Apple when Apple is avoiding paying billions, not millions, not hundreds of millions, but billions in taxes?
Now, I am an Apple user.
By setting, they set up small companies. Like right here, they're set up in California, right? Some little town here in California. Is that right, Bad Bob? You ought to know this, where they're coming from.
Used to be Silicon.
But it's a whole valley, but it's someplace right here in California. But they have a small office in Reno that just happens to do all their investments, all the money comes to, and guess what? No corporate income tax. So they save 8.8%. They've got offices in Ireland. They have offices all over the world. Apple is avoiding paying billions of dollars. Now, I know you probably think I broke that story after a lot of research. Well, I didn't. But what I did do was listen to what the New York Times. The New York Times wrote this. This wasn't a right-wing journal that's going after Apple. It's the New York Times that's done exhaustive research on this and says Apple is avoiding paying billions and billions of billions of dollars in taxes to our country because of the way they're set up. Now, if oil companies are bad for making a profit, and by the way, probably Apple makes much more of a profit than oil companies, and the banks are bad, and Costco is bad, and Walmart is bad, why shouldn't Apple be bad too? Maybe they will be after this article. Maybe after everybody hears this, they will be bad. Anyway, again, it's something else that just happens when you think about, there's got to be something done with our tax, with the way we do taxes in our country. I know that, there's this, the flat tax. Is that the way to go? Is one, you pay, this percentage. Should it just be a national sales tax? Should, something that, every year, how many new laws come out on the IRS tax code? Who's forcing this to happen? Is it the, is it the lawyers that you need CPAs? If you've got a business, you need a CPA and a lawyer to go through your stuff. Is that what happens? Or is it, what's hard about the flat tax? What about if you pay this much, this is your percentage, no deductions, this is it. And it gives people a break like that. And then does more money come into it? How about lowering the cost of doing business and taxes in the United States? How about luring other, companies back in the United States? Something like, that kind of thing. Why aren't we hearing something really? I know Ron Paul, and I'm, I don't even have to look down at the chat room. I know people are saying, Ron Paul. And you're right, Ron Paul has done that. What other tax, tax relief plans we have, not schemes, but plans out there? We're losing billions of dollars, my friends, because they can find ways around it. Now, does that make, Apple bad because they can avoid paying taxes? That doesn't make them bad. But they're doing it because they're being taxed real heavy, and then they can't compete. So does it make them bad? Does it make any of these companies bad? No, of course not. But there's got to be a better way. If we're missing billions and billions in taxes, yet the IRS comes down and hits Bad Bob for the $1.32 that he owes them from 5 years ago, there's something wrong here. Got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
I'm Jeff Guest with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. We have purchased the empty Gottschalks building and are proud to welcome Sportsman's Warehouse and Goodwill to Reading. Sportsman's Warehouse alone has brought 80 permanent new jobs to the Reading area. This project has contributed approximately $14 million annually in taxable sales to the economy, and we would like to do more. We would like to thank you for your tremendous support of these projects.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown. So the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Ooh, I like that. That's cool.
Welcome back. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning on that's the last day of April. I remember saying the first day of April.
This song really conjures up a lot. I think it's a perfect tune to play right now, being that it is the last day of April.
Doesn't it is.
Dark Side of the Moon. Woo!
This is off of a later album. This is called Learning to Fly.
Oh, well, there you go. Sorry.
Speaking of learning to fly, this somewhere portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Hey, guys, this is your last day. Run down. Sign up for that $300 tattoo. Any listener, anybody that goes down there can go down and sign up for a $300 tattoo, and they're going to do the drawing tomorrow. And we're going to give the people's names tomorrow on the show. And they're open 7 days a week. They're located at 1358 Market Street, right down the street from us on the corner of Market and Tehama. Now, not only they just give the greatest piercings and the greatest tats in town, now they just started doing offering permanent cosmetics. Ladies, I was out Saturday night with several women that had the permanent cosmetics on.
Did you ask them?
Yeah. And they had.
You actually talked about it?
I did.
Where was I? How come I
don't
want to
know. You don't want to know. But they've got a lipstick, eyeliner, and eyebrows.
Cool.
So, yeah, but they're offering that down there. That's Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Again, they're on the corner of Market and Tehama Street.
Wow.
All right. I think we got a caller. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, you know what? This is a planted call. I said to John, call in and talk about, because you came out with the flat tax, and you said something interesting, too. A person would be stupid if...
I said, and I truly feel this way, a corporation or an individual would be stupid not to take advantage of the tax codes as they are prepared. That's what they were presented for. If you're in a competitive business and you don't utilize the tax codes and your competitor does, guess what? You go out of business.
That's right. Now, a question that came in, and it's a good question, too, because it's one of mine. That doesn't mean it's a good question, but a flat tax with zero deductions, would it hurt? It said would hurt the already hard-hit real estate sales.
I saw that.
What do you think about that? Losing that mortgage? That's a big thing. That's a big write-off.
Carl, if it's across the board, it should make it all the same. Why would it be any different? I mean, certainly in the beginning, people would go, oh, my, I'm not going to get a mortgage credit for buying a house. I'm not going to be able to take that off my taxes. That would be a thought. But neither would anybody else be able to. It's not like it's going to create an unfair competitive advantage or disadvantage for the buyer or seller.
Well, it would if people can buy a house because they know they can save $2,000 a month off the taxes at the end of the year. And they're still going to have to pay the taxes, and yet they get no deductions.
But, Carl, at the end of the year, that flat tax is going to come out ultimately smaller
than what they're paying.
If everybody, including corporations, are paying a flat tax across the board, and see, I stated it in the chat room, and I'll say it right now, the IRS needs to be ended. It's illegal anyway if you get into the Constitution. It was a temporary amendment to fund the First World War, and it never stopped.
Well, no program that takes money from the people nor gives money to the people seems like it ever stops.
Ever stops. Well, it should stop. And again, you mentioned Ron Paul. I'm going to mention Ron Paul. Of course I am. I'm strongly in favor of him. He is totally in favor of an end to income tax and an end to the IRS. If there is a tax to do business or a tax to exist in this country across the board, it should be a flat tax, it should be fair to everybody, and it should be without deductions of any kind for anybody. Watch how fast it drops when all businesses are paying a 5% sales tax or a 5% operating tax. Watch how fast the overall responsibility of the individual drops in regards to payment. The whole thing begins to make sense if everybody's paying based on what they're making, not based on some goofy set of 5 to 10,000 regulations of how you can beat the tax. If it's flat and there's no exemptions, no deductions. First of all, you do away with an enormous bureaucracy.
30 seconds.
I'm through.
No, go on.
No. I'm just in favor of exactly what we're talking about.
Well, you know what? I know this. The tax system needs to be reformed. I've got to get my arms around this no mortgage deductions and a couple other things. So we'll sit down and have coffee one day there.
We will, soon.
All right, John. Good.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks for the phone call.
Talk to you. Ron Paul, 2012.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. We come back, we're going to talk about how do you sculpt your body. Really?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama, out among friends. A 4 more years chant for him at an AFL-CIO union event.
The last decade's been tough on everybody. But the men and women of the building and construction trades have suffered more than most.
This is the president's campaign as a new slogan, Forward, putting out a new ad.
And now, instead of losing jobs, we're gaining them.
And that new campaign video also details the raid that killed Osama bin Laden as a key accomplishment. Now, Mitt Romney's about to campaign in New Hampshire. His campaign is accusing the president of politicizing the bin Laden raid and using it to attack Romney. This days before Newt Gingrich drops out of the Republican race. George Zimmerman, in hiding, awaiting a murder trial in Florida, has a new website for his defense. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave, Mark O'Mara says defending George Zimmerman, who claims he shot unarmed teen Trayvon Martin in self-defense in his neighborhood in an Orlando suburb, is a bit difficult logistically.
There's a certain amount of cloak and dagger to it.
He hasn't seen Zimmerman since he's made bail and meets with Zimmerman's family in secret.
My fear is the extreme people, the ones who hear the message and take it too far, could overreact.
O'Mara is also managing money donated to Zimmerman's defense, money that could prompt a judge to raise the bond amount, Dave.
Now, Eben, a blind Chinese activist who escaped house arrest is now under U.S. protection in China seeking asylum. Those are protesters in Hong Kong calling on the Chinese to stop harassing Chen Guangsheng, a dissident who exposed forced abortions in China. His asylum issues one Secretary of State Clinton may have to deal with. She leaves on a trip to China tonight. UN observers are touring the site of 2 suicide bombings in Syria that left 9 dead. Activists claim the regime was behind the bombings. The regime says it was terrorists. Fox News Radio, Barron Balance.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
More than 10 years after the Twin Towers were taken down by terrorists on 9/11, a milestone rebuilding in New York City.
Weather permitting, more steel will be raised and locked in place as One World Trade Center looks to achieve a rare distinction, becoming taller than the Empire State Building and the tallest skyscraper in New York City.
It shows the resilience of this country of ours and that it's bringing back what was taken away from us, and it also is a reflection of remembering when we see it.
Retired New York City firefighter Lee Ielpe lost his firefighter son Jonathan on 9/11. Once completed, the Freedom Tower will reach 1,776 feet, a reference to the year of America's independence, making One World Trade the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. In New York, Jeff Manosso, Fox News Radio.
Also in New York City, crash investigators say the height of guardrails were a factor in why an SUV plunged off a highway overpass yesterday, killing all 7 people from the same family inside, including grandparents and little kids.
Sometimes you come upon events that are horrific, and this was one of them.
Deputy Fire Chief Ronald Warner, the SUV hit a median, crossed 3 lanes of traffic, then dropped nearly 60 feet to the ground. Does Congress have any business investigating drugs in sports? Prosecutors at Roger Clemens' trial are trying to show It does, a congressional staffer testifying today in the case.
So far, federal prosecutors have called just one witness, a former congressional aide, explaining the 2008 House hearing on steroid use in baseball. The government says Clemens made more than a dozen misleading or flat-out false statements during the course of his testimony, and to prove it, planned to call the legendary pitcher's former trainer and former teammates. Defense attorneys, in an opening statement, painted that trainer, Brian McNamee, as a liar out for personal gain. Several other former major leaguers could also testify. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, some selling. The Dow's down 33 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. 8:05 in the morning, the last day of April. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ah, what a great day. You know what? You know, local radio, community radio, that, you know, what we, you know, we do something, you know, we have the ability, Linda, to do things that a lot of people don't do. Like, when I say, Linda, what do you think about this? Should we have this on? And Linda goes, yeah, let's have that on.
Let's have that on.
Or let's have this group on. Or let's have as many groups on. Let's have these kids come in and sing.
Please. Love to have them sing.
Where else do you find that?
Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of things in the next hour. Again, we're closing April up. And, of course, we love our weekly phone call on Monday from Elizabeth. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Elizabeth.
Great. Hey, I just wanted to let you know what we'll be doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road. And tonight we are going to have all of the different sides, pro and con, Measure A and Measure B, for the Churn Creek Bottom Mall. And that will include a representative from the Hawkins Corporation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got to do that. You know, we had Hawkins on. We had the Churn Creek people on earlier, much earlier when the thing first started. And we had Hawkins on last week. We've got Churn Creek on again Wednesday, and then Hawkins in the community and the Chamber of Commerce on Thursday. And again, we'll roll Churn Creek back in here too. But this is a very there's a, you know, a lot of questions of this, and there's a lot of confusion, Elizabeth.
There really is, and you know, the thing I think that makes this issue so such a hotbed is that at the end of the day, it's really about private property rights.
You know, I've wrapped my arms around that one, and
that's what it's about.
And if you look at it and you go, well, it is, you know, if all the rules are being followed, you know, to build something. In other words, just don't you know, if it's going to destroy the environment and kill people that are within 100 yards of it, probably don't want to do that.
Sure.
Even if they own the property. But if they follow the rules and all this stuff goes on, then you've got to argue about, okay, when do we stop this? You know, when do we stop letting
right.
people use their property? Again, I'm still looking at this, you know, the whole thing. I think the second initiative.
It's a confusing issue.
It is an issue, but it needs to be settled here.
Well, and hopefully tonight people will be able to see Measure A and Measure B laid out side by side. After having heard presentations for the pro and con on each one of them and be able to see the big picture, we'll have anyone and everyone who's involved or concerned in the same room together at the same time. And we've laid out a debate format. This will probably take close to 2 hours, but that should answer almost everyone's questions and help them to walk out of there tonight with a clearer picture.
Yep. Well, that's good, because I know that with more shows and then other ways of having the, you know, having the word get out too is going to be needed between now and June.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, now somebody just called in and said that the IRS is taking a close look at the Tea Party nationwide. I don't know if
you
heard that.
What the IRS has been doing is they have been for those Tea Party entities that are filing for nonprofit status, they are, I mean, the IRS always looks into each organization that wants to have a nonprofit status. That's pretty normal procedure. But they are asking for a little more information than they probably do of most organizations. But there are some legal firms and entities that are dealing with this on a national level on behalf of the Tea Parties.
Well.
Oh, and, okay, well, we've got
to
run.
We need to follow that.
Yeah. But Elizabeth, I want to say is that I thought your show yesterday with the, I guess, was he a Russian?
Yes, we had a gentleman who had immigrated to the United States in the 1980s from Russia, from the Soviet Union. And basically what he said, and I loved how he summed it up, he said, I want to talk to you about where America is headed because America is going where I came from.
Right.
Wow.
He said, look at me. I am America. And
yeah.
Where I am. Yeah. And I tell you what, my friends, you need to go to We the People on Sunday show and listen to it. It was frightening. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And
we'll
be talking to you later.
All
okay.
Right. We've got a really exciting guest that's going to be with us in the next hour. Of course, you know, Dave Sandrock. We're going to be talking about body genesis. But first, as promised, every morning at 7:10 and 8:10, let's talk about the Market Minute, what's going on in the Market Minute with Chris Lasondak and Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are moving lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points at 13,198. The S&P 500 down 6 points at 1397, while the NASDAQ Composite's down just about 17 points at 3052. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 190 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 11 cents in 1987. Intel is unchanged at 28.38. Microsoft up 2 cents at 31.99. And Apple down 11.54 at 591.45. Of local interest, Costco down 39 cents at 88.30. Home Depot's down 18 cents at 51.77. And Reading Bank of Commerce priced at $4.32 a share. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.91%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down 60 cents a barrel at 104.33, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $2.42 an ounce at $16.59.90. Silver's down 40 cents at $30.83. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We get our update Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning with our Wells Fargo advisors located out on Park Marina Drive. Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh, can't say enough about them. Stop by, ask them what's going on and what you should do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, Dave Sandrock, and is it true that you can actually sculpt your body? And
through laser.
Through laser. We're going to come back and talk about that. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Mr. Day, Miss Watt.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Clifford, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. It's 57 degrees, and our guest this morning is our good friend, somebody who we've grown to love and respect. We were kind of early in on you launching Body Genesis, which is a body sculpting and a cellulite reduction a new machine and new technology. You've been on The Doctors, which has been a nationally syndicated show. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you very much, Linda. Carl, good morning.
And Dave's well known for a number of things he does for our community, and mainly the Asphalt Cowboys.
Yes.
And, I mean, you're associated with that, but this is...
And you have another business.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, I'm also in the Exchange Club. I work the air show every year as a concession chairman.
And you have your own business,
yes,
too.
Independent business forms. Been in business since 75, about 5 years ago. 5 years ago, when my boss and his wife decided to retire, he made us an offer we couldn't refuse. So, that's doing very well.
You do good work over there, and you're doing work for us right now.
And let's forget the fact that both of your parents were in the medical profession.
Yes, my mom and dad were both surgeons here in Reading. Their offices were at 2020 Court Street, where it used to be Frank's Prescription on the corner. I can remember because I used to go down there and buy candy. Worst thing in the world for a juvenile child. But anyway, we're Reading Radiology, or not Reading Radiology, pardon me, it's MD Imaging. Mm-hmm. That's where their practice was.
Yes, yes. Well, so it only seems natural that even through all your business and you've been involved in, you know, farming and cattle, you grew up on a ranch. I love it. You are an expert when it comes to like a special breed. You had a special species or breed of cow.
Well, my, years ago, my dad was in the commercial cattle business, and he kind of got into it as an investment, and, he grew to love the industry, and he, His partner actually purchased a Charolais bull. This was back before, you know, Charolais were even in the United States, hard to speak. There were some in Texas and in Kansas, but back then when you ran a steer through the auction yard, if it wasn't marked as a purebred, if it was obviously a crossbred steer, you actually took a percentage color discount. And, you know, I don't know what the rationale was behind that. You know, for my money, when you put the superior genes of two different breeds together, you always end up with a better animal. And they figured out that even with the color discount, they made more money on the Charolais cross calves than they did on their purebred calves. So that was kind of it. And I used to travel around the West Coast and Canada showing my dad's cattle. I enjoyed it. It was a wonderful opportunity for me as a young, you know, high school kid. And I'm fortunate I now live out on the ranch where I grew up.
It's just wonderful. And the reason I think it's important, or we think it's important to share with our listeners, give a little history of, you know, here's a man, that is, doing very, very involved with the community, of course, with the upcoming, rodeo.
Oh,
and
boy.
All the years that the Cowboys, all through the year, what the Cowboys do. It's not just that once a week, but, how you've kind of evolved. And we think it's fascinating when people kind of evolve into a business, and you've just launched something in a kind of a strange economy, but it's something very interesting. We can't wait to share it with our listeners because it's official.
Yes.
We'll be right back. Dave Sandrock is our guest. We're talking about body genesis. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to hear about, wow, well, let's.
This is
amazing.
This can have a positive effect on your body.
KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, an assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Love the fact that this segment, we are going to be talking to Dave Sandrock, and again in the next half hour here on KCNR, currently 57 degrees. We're going to be talking about this new form. It's a machine. I know it sounds really weird, but machines can be our friends.
Oh, yeah, technology.
Absolutely. And it's called body genesis, body sculpting, and cellulite reduction. Dave, welcome to the program. How in the heck did you get involved in, you know, how did you get involved in this?
You know what? I wasn't looking for something else to do, obviously. And a friend of mine that I've grown up with since grade school, he went to work for this company selling these machines. And the primary market is plastic surgeons, obstetric gynecological doctors for, you know, postpartum baby belly, some weight control places, medi spas, very popular. And he started talking about this thing, and I said, you know, yeah, right, and I've got a mustard plaster that'll cure breast cancer. You know, I was very, very skeptical. And he said, no, this is a real deal. He says, you know, they have pain and inflammation lasers now that are relatively commonplace that are effective. And he said, all this is a very specific wavelength of light, of laser, which is all laser, is a cold laser. There's no burning, there's no tissue destruction, there's all that it does is it triggers a normal metabolic process in your fat cells. And it just, the science is bulletproof. You know, I get a lot of questions. And the first thing I do is I say, go to our website, look at the clinical studies. There's a couple studies on there with 100 double blind, not the people, but you know they're very, very correctly set up and bona fide studies, and it works. You know.
Well, how does it work?
Okay, when
because what you're seeing is, and when we first heard about this was, you can target specific areas.
Absolutely.
And for 1,000 years. People have said you can't target specific areas. And what you all have done and started in Europe is saying, well, yeah, you can, but it's not just lay there or stand there and your troubles are going to go away of technology. And that's got to be understood. This is not magic here.
No, this isn't the kind of deal where you can have a 20-minute session and go out and eat pizza and feel like
that's right. And that's important. People know that.
It's important. This is part of a process. In a nutshell, when you diet and exercise and you burn whatever energy is available in your body, your brain sends either a chemical or a hormone signal to your fat cells. This is, imagine your fat cells are like little storage batteries for energy, because that's what fat becomes. Triglycerides in your fat cells becomes energy. And it says, okay, you guys, give it up. Now, up until now, there has been no medically sound way other than surgical liposuction to target a specific area of fat cells. So, when your body needs the energy, the chemical or the hormonal signals go to the cell itself and says, okay, the triglycerides, the fat that are in the cells, we're going to split those up into fatty acids and glycerol. We're going to make the cell wall permeable, and the contents of those fat cells now liberated as glycerol and fatty acids go into the inner, what's called intersidal tissue around your fat cells. Your lymph system picks it up, transports it around your body, and your body burns it as energy. Now, that's the normal metabolic process of losing weight. What the iLipo laser does is it targets, they're called chromophores, but it's, in this case, it's the mitochondria of the fat cells in exactly the same manner. And it says, as your brain does, okay, fat cells, I need energy, give it up. And the same process happens, the triglycerides break down into fatty acids and glycerol. We help stimulate the lymph system to kickstart that transportation process so that your body can burn the energy. We do a post-treatment cardio, moderate cardio exercise of 30 to 45 minutes.
Let's not forget that is essential in the treatment because of the fact that you don't just lay on a machine and this is not liposuction. It's iLipo where it will affect the fat cells, but you need to burn off afterwards that junk.
That's absolutely correct. About when this first was introduced in the UK, 2006-2007, and even still today, if you go online and look at the numerous clinics, almost half of them don't even have an exercise component because it's so immediately successful. But all the clinical stuff, and it always comes back to clinical stuff, if you can't replicate it 100 times, then it's anecdotal. It's just somebody said, oh, I used the laser and I lost all this weight. Well, how many studies have there been? What kind of FDA approval do you have? You know, what's the long-term plan? Those things are all very important. We recently got additional FDA approval for what's actually called circumferential reduction, which means we're the only system of its type in the United States that's non-invasive, that's actually FDA approved to reduce the circumference of a body part.
All right, so you are the first to bring this to Reading.
Yeah, we're the only one between Sacramento and Portland.
Okay, and where are you located? We're going to talk more about the science of this when we get back.
Sure.
But
because it is science.
It is.
This has been used, like you said, in Europe for gosh, I don't know, decades.
Decades.
And it's got FDA approval, so it's they've looked at it, and they're not going to approve something that doesn't work. And again, I think we need to reiterate when we come back, this is how it works, but this is what you have to do.
correct.
You know, that this is not just a, this is not just a
not a silver bullet.
It's not a silver bullet. No, it's not. And you think it is, but everybody's got to understand it doesn't. But it works, and it can work for people.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, you can't guarantee it because
everybody's metabolism. And that's
is different.
Of the process we'll talk
but
about.
But if you do the program, your chances of losing inches in specific areas is really good.
Excellent.
You know, and this is something that has been said to be, as we said before, impossible, but yet is working right
yep.
now. Yep. Okay. We'll take a break here in, about a minute. So in between, we can talk about other things. Now, let's change the subject just for a second. Reading Rodeo Parade and the Asphalt Cowboys. You all are getting ready to start that soon.
Yeah, we are. Our big kickoff is the golf tournament on May 7th, and we have, as you know, the Top Hand Dinner. We have the Reading Rodeo has their barbecue dance, and we have our bank hold up. You know, find the loot, you know.
Hey, who is that? Who are the bank robbers, by the way?
Well, this year it's going to be.
Oh, I guess we got to take a break here. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. We've got Dave Sandrock on here on the show with us. And we come back. We're going to talk about Body Genesis. We're going to talk about a couple other things. We've got people online wanting to talk about other subjects. We'll catch them later. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, and the bank robber are...
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. President Obama talks to union workers at an AFL-CIO event.
Ronald Reagan once said that rebuilding our infrastructure is common sense. An investment in tomorrow that we need to make today. Ronald Reagan said that. That great socialist, Ronald Reagan. Couldn't get through a Republican primary these days.
Mitt Romney campaigning in New Hampshire today. The jury to start deliberating in the case of an alleged New York City terror plot.
Adis Meduyarin is charged with 9 counts in a plot to strap on suicide bomb vests to detonate them on New York City subways on the 8th anniversary of 9/11. In closing arguments last week in Brooklyn, prosecutors said Meduyarin conspired in the plot with Najibullah Zazi and Zarina Midze after the three men sought terror training in Pakistan.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, honey, what's wrong?
Well, this report says Congress has run up such a large debt that each and every one of us now owes $49,000.
Really?
That's not all.
Oh?
This report also says Doug LaMalfa wants to spend even more.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it says even though Doug LaMalfa's already a millionaire farmer, his family farm has taken nearly $5 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies.
And we're stuck paying the bill. We can't afford that.
Well, it sounds like Doug LaMalfa doesn't care. He said he's running for Congress to represent his farm first.
He said that? Well, one thing I know for sure. We can't afford more government spending. And we certainly can't afford to pay for Doug LaMalfa's farm.
I'm Sam Onested. Congress has spent America close to bankruptcy, and I'm running for Congress to stop this spending. I approve this message paid for by Sam Onested for Congress because we need to stop spending. To find out more, visit samonested.com.
Rope them and ride them, Reading. It's rodeo time. Tickets for the annual 3-day Reading Rodeo May 17th, 18th, and 19th are on sale now. It's a full week of wild events starting Saturday, May 12th with a steak feed and dance. $12.50 pre-sale steak feed tickets are available at most app auto parts store, the Civic Center box office, Custom Wheel on Center Street, or from any Reading Rodeo member. Week-long activities include chili cook-off and street dance, annual Friday morning pancake breakfast, rodeo parade, and 3 nights of rodeo action May 17th, 18th, and 19th with top riders of the nation competing in bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, and the world's most dangerous sport, bull riding. Plus, nightly performances by world-famous Budweiser Clydesdales and rodeo clown Crash Cooper. Tickets on sale now at the Civic Center box office, online at readingcivic.com, or by calling 229-0022. Sponsored in part by Budweiser, Mercy Medical Center, Premier West Bank, Cottonwood Veterinary, Jukebox Music Festival, Shasta Estates Retirement, El Dorado Casino, Mount Shasta Springwater, Sierra Pacific Foundation, Omega Mortgage Group, and Wind River Casino. Find more information at readingrodeo.com and follow us on Facebook.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Last day of April, beginning of May tomorrow. Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor keggers start today. That's what we used to say in college. This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of outdoor keggers, let's talk about Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC, Tim, and Lon are out there. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, which means Bad Bob gets two discounts there. Okay, maybe not. I think you get one. I think you should be able to get one. We just let Bad Bob use the seniors discount there, because when you're 70, that's okay, Bad Bob. I'm still trying to picture you in those that bright fuchsia underwear that you said you were wearing, that you had on this morning, because he wears it like that.
Let your imagination run wild.
Well, there's women out there right now that are swooning to hear your voice and think about that. Have salmon jumping in your underwear. Okay, hey, our guest. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop at Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. Great place. I get my haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there. Dave Sandrock gets his haircut there. The chief of police gets his haircut there. If Sheriff Basenko had hair, he'd get it cut there. All right. Okay. Dave Sandrock. We're here, and Dave's really big in the Asphalt Cowboys and so many things in our community, but he's got a new business, and it's the Body Genesis. And we've talked about it. And he's starting a new business in the middle of this great, great economic time. But this is something you believe in, right?
It is. It's kind of like the hair club commercial. I'm not only a customer, that kind of deal. Before I got involved in it, I went through a course of treatments, to 8 treatments. And in 5 weeks, I went from a 44 to a 40-inch waist. And the only thing that I did different, I'm pretty active anyway. The only thing that I did different other than the treatments was the post-treatment exercise. Hydration is a huge part of it. You drink at least 64 ounces, and 60, that's 88 ounce glasses of water. It's not that much. It seems like a lot, but it's not.
Well, it would seem to me that if you are doing this, the byproduct has to go somewhere, and the only way to get it out is with hydration, correct?
That's correct.
Hydration and about 45 minutes of exercise, right?
Right, and we're not talking about climbing Mount Shasta here. Everybody is different. The big key about this, to start out with this, is that we're medically directed. Dr. Andy Slokovitz is our medical director. And when you come in for a consult, if you decide to go forward, we actually have you fill out a medical history form. And he vets every one of the clients that come through the door. And we're not so much concerned about risk, because since they started doing this in 2006, late 2007 in Europe and the UK, and this is now the single most popular body slimming process in Europe. There has not been a single documented case of a side effect or an injury because of the iLap. And I would stress that, a lot of people, when you say laser, they think death ray. Okay. And there are lasers used in medicine that are
cutting,
that are thermal lasers.
Yeah. This is not a thermal.
This is not a thermal laser. It uses a process that's called biostimulation. The wavelength of light actually causes a normal metabolic change in the fat cells themselves. It's kind of like, if you can think about shrinking a grape into a raisin. Now, the raisin is still there. There's no tissue destroyed. Nothing is injured. There's no downtime. There's no bruising. There's no pain.
Let's talk a little bit about this, because then a raisin gets wrinkly. Right?
Well, but yes, that's a good point. Good point.
But no, that needs to be addressed.
That needs to be addressed.
Because when you talked about this, why would I want to look like a raisin?
Well,
but you don't.
No, the way that the
explain
laser...
Explain now how that one works.
A flashlight has a narrow beam and it gets kind of wide. This is what's called a collimated laser, which means it does the same thing. So it shrinks fat cells in a cone shape, wider at the bottom and narrow at the top. Now, when you do that and the balance of your adipose tissue moves in, because nature abhors a vacuum, there's just not any holes left, it actually helps to tighten the skin. Now, there has been limited clinical stuff done on this. This is all based on appearance, okay? And this is an aesthetic process. But if you look at the before and after pictures, if you look at the stuff that where they're specifically targeting cellulite, you see a significant improvement in the appearance. And again, you know, go to the website, look at the clinical stuff. In most cases, it's just a byproduct of the fat shrinking process.
Okay, there's something about some information that I'd like you to share with our listeners about why every 3 days between treatments.
Okay, well, you know, we release it, you know, anywhere between 800 and 16 calories worth of fat. And it's important to note that we don't release fat. We don't target fat. All that we do is trigger the normal metabolic process that your cells go through when your body needs energy, okay? Anyway, when that fat gets broken up into glycerol and fatty acids, you know, it's got to be burned, it's got to be used, and it's got to be transported. So we, in addition to the four paddles with the nine lasers each that we use to shrink the fat, we have two rows of three lasers that actually stimulate the lymph nodes, kicks them into high gear to transport this energy so that you can burn it. And that's a, again, that's a very important part. And this is all this stuff is science. It's all based on clinical, reproducible evidence, not just somebody saying, look how much belly I lost. Okay.
Well, so I did. I did.
Now the truth is coming out.
I did. I tried. I tried it, and I noticed a difference. I noticed my definitely my pants were, and you know, I don't like to weigh myself. I just don't like a number. But I was trying on clothes, and especially right before we did this, right when you guys weren't even released. We were just right at the first session, first time you were this machine. You had been doing the machine, but
and,
you were
and
like,
we
hmm.
have, and we have to say this is before we let, you know, before we have Dave come on and talk.
Yeah.
Is that we went down there and tried it.
I did seven sessions.
Yeah. And for a number of sessions, because to have somebody say this, you know, come on our show, mm-hmm. and it's one thing to say, buy these stocks and all that, but this is something that goes into your body, and it has a lot. People's self-image is so important. And one thing I can say is that it worked. But that's based on us and what we did, and then that was a few months ago.
But you have to work out afterwards.
But we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane,
safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful CARS customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to CARS since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to CARS?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. CARS all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to CARS.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at CARS.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:45 in the morning, the last day of April. Carl, Linda, Bob, 530-605-4567. The chat room is going crazy right now, talking about third parties and other things. Sarah and I can't help it, I just jump in there now and then. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices for any type of coffee needs. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any prices on tobacco in this city. And Joe and Shelley support our community. They've been here for 35 years in that spot. They care about Reading. They care about what happens with Reading. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, you guys, I've got something before we get back into Dave Sandrock. One more time, KIXC is proud to present Tea at the Plaza. This is happening May 6th. At 2 p.m. At the Shasta Senior Nutritional Program. You know, that's off of Mercy Oaks Drive. These tickets are $20. I've got 6 in my hand. I think it'd be really fun if you wanted to, you and your mother, you and your sister, you and your daughters. This is a mother-daughter tea, and Mike Quinn with KIXC has given me these tickets to give away. I would like it if I could give those away to you right now, 605-4567. Caller's going to be able to take you and a gang to go to the tea that is obviously there. These are free tickets, but, you know, we want you all to know about the wonderful things that KIXC are doing. And Tea at the Plaza, this is actually a reminiscent of the Tea at the Plaza in New York City. It's going to be fabulous, KIXC, and there'll be food, beauty, and entertainment. A great afternoon. That's May 6th at 2 p.m., and call us here for tickets.
Okay, our guest is Dave Sandrock, and Dave, we've been talking about Body Genesis. Somebody called in wanting to know how much it costs to do
this. Absolutely. Before I get into that, I just want to give a little bit more information. That I want to set the stage, as it were.
Yeah, it works and everything that happens.
We expect a 10% loss in circumference in the body area that's treated, whether it's your belly or your arms or your...
Okay, you expect a 10%. So if you've got a 40-inch waist, you're going to lose 4 inches there.
Yes. Well, not 4 inches. You're going to lose 10%. Not quite 4 inches.
Okay.
Like I was a 44 and I went to a 40.
Now,
doesn't work for everybody. Not everybody gets the same results. Some people do better. Some people don't do as well. It all has to do with your metabolism.
Right.
You've got a healthy metabolism. You're otherwise relatively healthy. We prefer not to treat people that are more than 50 pounds overweight, but we have treated some and have been very effective. This is a body sculpting process. It's not a weight loss per se. You lose weight, but that's not what we're focused on. The typical treatment of 20 minutes, we measure before and after the treatment. Not after the exercise, but before and after the treatment. We use a laser to establish a midline. And then, as you remember, Linda, we use those little pens.
Right.
And we mark you so that when we measure you in exactly the same place. Because
then you keep your record of what did you do this time, how much did you lose, and it's not painful, it's painless.
You don't feel anything.
And it's about, like you said, you're on the table for about 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then afterwards you have to go into the exercise because what the laser has done is gone in and started, affected some of the fat, and of course we all have got fat. Well, I think those who
we
have
couldn't
zero,
survive without fat.
0% fat around your belly. If somebody does not have that, then I'm not sure. But in the meantime, Dave, it's not a painful process. People need to know, and if they're stuck, no matter how hard they're working, if they're stuck, this is a perfect example of what to do as far as the body genesis. Wanted to find out. Okay, thanks, Kathy. You've got a ticket. Appreciate you calling and everything for the tea at the Plaza. We've got so much going on here. It's always hard. Bob talks. He doesn't realize how he's talking. We're trying to get this done. And we're talking about the cellulite reduction and how you get started. How do you get started?
Well, the first thing that you do is you come in for a free consult. And what that does is we explain all the science to you. We give you all the information that you need to make informed decision. Now, normally we charge for 8 sessions, it's $2,000. A single session, somebody walks through the door and says, I want one treatment, it's normally $300. And the process that we go through the consult, we go through talking to you about your medical history. We have every client, whether it's 1 or 8, vetted by our medical director. After your treatment, you'll go to our...
Medical director is a doctor.
Is a doctor, yeah. Dr. Just, Andy just, Tolovitz,
yeah,
here in
just,
town.
Everybody
absolutely.
Needs to know that before you start, your records and everything are looked at by a doctor.
Yep. And we have the same confidentiality requirements as any MediSpa, HIPAA requirements are very specific about confidentiality of patient data, which it is. If we're going to use photographic evidence, we have people sign and initial a waiver. After your treatment, we turn you over to our fitness trainer, Greg, who's very, very effective at this. And we also do some nutrition counseling because all we do is what normally happens when you exercise and diet. So unless you maintain a balance of calories in and calories out, there's nothing that's going to stop you from those fat cells pumping up again. The beauty of it is that you can specifically target an area, your tummy, your hips, your muffin tops, your moves,
your neck,
your chin,
your moves. Anybody that doesn't know what moves is can go to the website and find out.
Okay, website again.
ReadingBodyGenesis.com.
All right.
We're in the atrium right across this. Kind of funny, but ironic, but right across the back door from Leatherby's in the atrium in the downtown.
So after you can go over and get an ice cream?
No, oh, yeah, you bet. Right away. Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carl.
Now, what's the phone number?
It is 530-356-2590.
And you gave how much it cost?
Yep. Now, in terms of the cost, I did a little marketing survey. The typical cost for 8 sessions in L.A. is about $4,000. The economy won't support that, but there are still people that, they want to look good. We have, especially women that have had a couple of kids. There are otherwise, we have one gal that's trained for triathlons, and she says, I have this belly I can't get rid of. And it works. So what we did was we set up a program, and we're probably going to cut it off. I don't think we'll be able to run it all the way through next month because we're already way out there in terms of scheduling. But you can come in and get a single treatment for $149. It includes all the stuff that we do. We still do the complete medical record. We still have you checked out by our doctor. And if you've got, let's suppose you're a brittle diabetic or you're pregnant or you have unresolved hormonal issues or you're hypothyroidism, you're not a good candidate. And the reason you're not is not from a safety issue, but because you're not as likely to get the best result. Now, that being said, we have one client that we treated that had some of those issues in terms of the hormonal issues. She decided to go forward based on a single treatment and how well she did, and she's done good. She hasn't done as what I would consider excellent, but she's very happy with what she's gotten in 8 sessions.
Okay, so to get a hold of Body Genesis, one more time, the phone number?
530-356-2590.
And the website?
ReadingBodyGenesis.com. And I would really urge people to look at the clinical stuff. Look at the iLipo website. The manufacturer, ChromaGenics, who's in Wales, has been involved with medical lasers since the mid-90s. They had the first patented hair removal laser. They had the first patented laser for removing acne scars. I mean, these guys have been at the forefront of using lasers for medical technology.
This is incredible. You've been hearing about Dave Sandrock talking about Body Genesis. We've got to take a break. When we come back, Daniel, hold on. We're going to just get to your question or your comment about the budget. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Appliances are what we do at Carmona's Appliance Center, and we do it better than anyone else, including those big box stores. At Carmona's, you'll find a complete selection of Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennair appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, in stock, ready for delivery, along with our complete parts and service department. We promise to meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. And now through May 31st, you get 24 months financing, same as cash, with a minimum $6.99 purchase. All at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and our Appliance and Mattress Center on Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Gosh, tomorrow we have Senator Ted Gaines on, along with a couple other people, and he's going to be talking. He's, of course, running for the state senate against our own Les Baugh here. So it'll be interesting to see what Ted Gaines has to say. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, hey, one of my favorite places, Redding Harley Davidson. That's right. Established in 1977 by David and Robin Wright. They have been a part of our community and Harley Davidsons and motorcycles for a long time. They carry a full range of accessories, the newest motorcycles. They do, you know, service, repair. They take pride in what they do. They'll sell you a bike or they'll take your bikes in and trade. They have financing available. And this Saturday, Cinco de Mayo is open house, test demo runs, free lunch. Gosh, what else can you ask for down at a Harley Davidson? You get a test demo runs on some of their new bikes. Cinco de Mayo, my friends, at Harley Davidson. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. Open from Tuesday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, our guest is David Sandrock, but we have a caller online. Daniel, I'm sorry, we only got a couple minutes.
That's all right. You know, this is Free Fire Radio, and I'm opening Free Fire out on Harry Reid.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, you know, our favorite old Marine, you know, Gomer Pyle, he used to say, shame, shame, shame. Well, we'll say shame on you, Harry Reid. You know, yesterday was 3 years, 3 years since the budget was passed in the Senate. On Thursday, it will be 1,100 days. That's dereliction of duty, number one. Number two, you're not following the Constitution because the budget is supposed to be passed every year by the Senate and submitted on up, and then the president will either sign or not sign it after it goes through the House. So shame, shame, shame on you for being derelict in your duties. And then the president stands up there in the ad and says that the Republicans are the party of no. Who's the party of no when you got the Dems up there in the Senate are saying no budget, we're not going to do the people's business, and we're going to just go out and play politics.
And the whole reason is because the election this year. That's why. But they haven't had one for 3 years, so that's hard to use as an excuse. Okay, Daniel, thank you so much for your comment.
All right.
All right, we've got like, 3 seconds. Dave Sandrock, Body Genesis, one more time the phone number.
530-356-2590 and on the web at readingbodygenesis.com.
All right, tomorrow, Senator Ted Gaines is on. Of course, Wednesday, Churn Creek Owners Association. Thursday, Chamber of Commerce and Hawkins Company. And Friday, in the studio, Senator Doug LaMalfa, Carl Lindebaugh. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Obama rallying union workers at the AFL-CIO's Building and Construction Trades Conference in D.C., saying Republicans should get moving on a transportation bill to fund work on roads, railways, and airports.
Ronald Reagan once said that rebuilding our infrastructure is common sense, an investment in tomorrow that we need to make today. Ronald Reagan said that great socialist. Ronald Reagan.
Mitt Romney asking supporters in New Hampshire,
why hasn't he spent more time talking with small business people and understanding why it is they're having a harder time making ends meet?
Romney at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Fish Pier. Hillary Clinton will need to bring her diplomatic A-game to China this week after the escape of a Chinese activist and his friends saying he is now under U.S. protection. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, more live from Washington.
Now, U.S. officials won't say whether or not Chen Guangcheng is finding refuge at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing, but a human rights group says China